Proclamation number 6879 of 27th of July, 1957. The water of life must be drawn from the spring. Only at the spring is the water of life clear and pure, and only there can you draw strength and be nourished without having to fear taking in substances harmful to your soul. Only at the source is unadulterated truth. Only at the source can you receive the nourishment directly from God's hand, which is the right food and the right drink for your soul. And that is why you humans will always be pointed to the right source. That is why the spring has been made accessible to you, from which you can drink and refresh yourselves at any time. Because God wants you not to be forced to feed your soul inferior nourishment which does not serve you to mature. And you can all seek out this source, for you only need to make heartfelt contact with God and to ask Him that He Himself will feed and water you. He will certainly grant you this request, for He wants to speak to you Himself. And He can do so as soon as you open yourselves to His address. And if this heartfelt request has preceded it, then it doesn't matter where and how you listen to or read the Word of God, for now God can intervene Himself. He can speak through the mouth of an earthly servant. He can guide your thoughts when you accept His Word from the Scriptures. He will always speak to you Himself, because this heartfelt request for His soul nourishment has preceded it. And then you need not fear that you have received food which is unhealthy for your soul. And so you now have. As the influence of His adversary. Spiritual knowledge is conveyed to you as an influence of His adversary. You will also recognize it as erroneous. Your soul will resist accepting it. It will refuse the food offered to it. And this, too, is God's visible working in you, that you recognize what does not come from Himself. And thus no human being needs to worry about which school of thought is the right one, for God's address can be conveyed to the human being in all denominations if only he sincerely desires it, because God truly complies with this request. But for the most part people are content when they are dutifully hearers of the word, and the desire to offer their soul food and drink is lacking. And so then the soul satisfies itself with food that is not good. It is too far away from the source, and the water is no longer pure and clear, and therefore no longer has the sanctifying and cleansing effect. It is also often poisoned, and the soul that enjoys it always becomes sicker and weaker. It is unable to rise and descend, because, interruption. 14th of the 1st, 1958, supplement requested. Everything impure has a paralyzing effect, and nothing can go up to God. What comes from below and pulls down to the depth? No soul will reach the light either, for light only ever comes from above, while the depth only spreads darkness. The right source, however, will always be free and open and accessible to every person. But it will also always require a small ascent. And this already shows that the human being has to make an effort himself if he wants to draw from the source of life. And therefore there is always the danger that the water is polluted the deeper it flows, i.e., the Word of God can no longer convey the strength to the soul, which is thoughtlessly listened to in places where the human being accepts it without his soul having first traveled the path of ascent to God Himself. In order to appeal to Him to give it the right food and the right drink. For God Himself must offer the water of life to every human being. It must be drawn from the original source. For God Himself must first bless the gifts if they are to benefit the human being's soul. Amen.